From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly, reading The Dawning by Hugh B. Cave. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. He had set the alarm for 7 a.m., knowing he must not be late this morning, or he might have no future. But the alarm was not necessary. The numbing enormity of what he was about to do had created such a turmoil in his mind that sleep was impossible. Not once had he even dozed off. At 2, at 3:30, again at 4:30, he had left his bed and prowled through the apartment, snatching up things he felt he must take with him, then discarding them with groans of frustration when he realized that they had to be left behind. Left behind for all time. Abandoned. No longer to be a part of whatever life he might still have. Then at 5:30 he got up to stay up, and by the glow of a flashlight, because there had been no power in this part of the city for nearly a month now, donned the clothes he had so carefully laid out the day before. And, this time in earnest, he took the empty backpack from the chair beside his bed and proceeded to put things into it. The very few, the heartbreakingly few possessions he was being allowed to take. It was like dying. He thought about it as he carried out this final tour of the apartment. In order to go on living, all of them must give up practically everything that made their lives worth living. Each could take only one pack, and it must not weigh more than 20 pounds. "And that means you weigh it," Gene Kyler had warned yesterday at the professor's place, where they had assembled for a last-minute briefing.